I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What You Got Cooking.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
August is upon us, and I suppose one depressing way of looking at that chronological reality is to observe that the end of summer is just a month away. Now, that's not to say that we won't still be able to enjoy the glories of the farmers markets in September, but this morning we thought we'd turn once again to our resident foodie, Sasha Wohlhandler, who has a few must-have ideas before the summer becomes a distant memory. Sasha and her husband, Steve Susser, run Sasha's 527 restaurant and catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. Hey, Sash, how you doing?
Great, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
It's August. It's hot. It's sultry. It's sexy. And everything is peaking in August. Summer is peaking in August. And I thought we should talk about 10 or 8 to 10 or 12 fabulous bites that you must put in your mouth before summer ends.
All right. There's plenty of stuff to choose from. So what are we going to start with? We're going to start with tomatoes.
Well,
the tomatoes are like all over the place, the farmer's market. And there's so many different kinds these days. You know, you got to be like a, it's like the sommeliers in the wine. You got to be like an expert. You got to have a PhD in agriculture to know about tomatoes.
I say tomatoes are bursting with gorgeousness, juiciness, and ripeness. So many things to do with tomatoes. As you said, it's endless. But first to do, it's just the simplest. Buy the ripest, cut it open, spray it with a little delicious sea salt. When I was a young kid, one of the first things I ever learned to cook was from an Italian woman that lived next door to us. And she took basil and salt and pepper, kind of muddled it in the bottom of a bowl, put a bunch of ripe tomatoes, tossed it, didn't put any olive oil or anything on it, and 10 minutes later it had its own juices. So you can make a great tomato salad. I made one right there that had some of just kind of some of those tastes in it.
Yeah. And if so there's no olive oil.
There's no olive oil.
So you don't have to go through this elaborate, you know,
vinaigrette.
Salad dressing,
I mean,
vinaigrette
want,
thing. Of course,
but,
you can. Right.
But that just is pure tomato taste.
Mm, it's terrific.
Isn't that delicious?
And the salt and the basil just sort of
the salt draws
the tomato,
out the juices.
Yeah, make the tomato taste punch.
You
yeah.
certainly can add anything. But then I think one of the best things is the old white bread. I have some artisanal focaccia there. I didn't have any white bread at Sasha's. But I put it, look at that gorgeous red tomato with on mayonnaise with a little bit of salt and pepper. To me, that is summer.
It's
you
like
don't
a, it's
need
a mini
to,
sandwich, but it's, you know.
Well,
it's,
you can
it's
have
sandwich,
tomato
but,
sandwiches
right, right,
all
right.
summer. I just made a mini because you've got a lot of things to taste here. But tomato mayonnaise on white bread with some salt and pepper is
nothing like it.
There's absolutely nothing like it.
Fantastic.
It really is incredible. And, of course, you've got no cooked tomato sauce. It's August. Time for us to lean back, do nothing, and don't cook. If you take, I took that same kind of mixture right next to you, is I chopped up a bunch of tomatoes and I put basil. I think I put some mint in there. You can do that. You can put a little EVOO. You can put chopped thyme, minced garlic, a little bit of red pepper. And put that on some hot pasta. You've got a great fresh tomato sauce. No cook. Well, everybody, no cooking.
You cook the pasta, but you don't have to cook the tomatoes. Right.
Nothing.
And they're fresh
Toss
and they're
it.
Beautiful.
When you cook your pasta, save a little bit of that pasta water to just make the pasta a little more clingy. And also, if you want, put a little bit of your olive oil on the pasta. But then toss it with that fabulous fresh tomato mixture. Folks, it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It is fantastic.
Easy, and it doesn't heat up the kitchen on a hot day.
Exactly.
And all that stuff. It's terrific. Yeah, great.
And, of course, gazpacho.
Oh, yeah.
Who isn't going to tell the kids while they're taking out the garbage, they got to make the gazpacho.
Right.
That's how easy it is. Really, a bunch of tomatoes, peppers, onions, a bottle of tomato juice, or if you want to use V8 juice, put it all together with a bunch of seasonings. I'll put the recipe on there. Throw it in your blender. Hello.
Yeah.
It is so refreshing.
Right. And you can really put almost anything in there. You can
anything.
Put zucchini. You can put cucumbers
There's
in there. Any kinds of peppers.
Anything
and stuff, right?
you want goes into gazpacho. So, I mean, we could go on for endlessly about tomatoes. Folks, buy your ripest, eat them, juiciest. It's delicious. But we have to go on to peaches.
Love peaches. And they are looking beautiful at the farmer's market.
Peaches are fabulous. Have you been pinching a peach?
I have indeed.
I mean,
I pinch one every week. I mean, Mr. Reed, Dan Reed has those beautiful peaches at the farmer's market under the expressway, and they just couldn't be more delicious.
There's umpteen things to do with them. I'm going to go really quickly. I've got a little crostini with a slice of peach on blue cheese. Mm-hmm. That is delicious. I've got a slice of peach that I've got prosciutto around.
Blue cheese, that's a great thing. Blue cheese and peach on a little crostini.
And then there's a peach which has prosciutto around it and a touch of lime. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Oh. I grilled a half a peach. Put it on the grill with a little olive oil, flesh side down. Mm-hmm. Then turn it over, put a big pat of butter and a bunch of brown sugar, and put a little tin foil over it or close your grill for another 4 minutes. Take that hot peach out and top with cold ice cream or whipped cream. It is yum.
And you can cook it for that long. 4 minutes seems like a long time, or four, you know, but both sides.
You've got to see what your peach is like.
Yeah, but that's interesting. You don't have to be too super careful. They're pretty. They're heartier than they look.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm going to move us on
to
watermelon.
Oh, I love watermelon.
Look at that watermelon salad I made there, folks.
Oh,
I put cucumber. I put feta cheese. I put blueberries and red onion. You could put strawberries, too. It is just a delicious, combination.
Well, the watermelon and the feta together is just fabulous, and then you get the little cucumber and stuff. That's delicious.
I mean, it's a great bite for the summer, folks. You're not cooking here. You're just cutting and chopping and biting. It's delicious. Summer
in that order. Cut, chop, and bite.
Corn on the cob, you can do umpteen different ways. We're not going to linger too long. For some reason this summer, I have been grilling it husks off. Last summer I was grilling it husks on. I'm kind of liking it with husks off. You can use butter on it. I like it naked, but then you know I like everything naked.
That's true.
And you can roll it at any kind of compound butter. What's your favorite corn on the cob combination?
Well, you know, I don't usually put it in combination with anything. I mean, I boil it and it just tastes so good, you know. But you
naked
actually are unhusking it and putting the kernels right on the grill itself.
Yep, and turning it around.
You just keep it going and you just blacken it a little
great.
Bit.
Mm-hmm. Zucchini, unbelievable. Really cut them on a mandolin, really nice and thin. Toss it with some mint, some basil, again, some feta or goat cheese, salt and pepper, a little oil and vinegar. It's a wonderful salad. Or grill that zucchini, cut it a little thicker,
right,
and put that with olive oil on the grill, salt and pepper. Take it off and put big shards of Parmesan on it. Wonderful.
Mm, eggplant works beautifully that way.
Oh, my God. All your vegetables are great. There's one protein to me that screams summer. I mean, we've been grilling and grilling all kinds of proteins, but I had to saute a soft-shell crab. Guys, if you haven't had one yet this summer, go and get one.
Now's the time.
Is the time, and it is so delicious, and it is so easy to do. Have your fishmonger clean it for you. Come home, heat up some olive oil or regular vegetable oil, get it good and hot, and then put your soft shell in some flour with salt and pepper. Put it in that in the olive oil. Let it go 2.5 minutes or thereabouts till it's brown on one side. Flip it over. Remember, it'll sputter a little, so be careful of that. Let it brown on the other side. Take it out. Put it in a warm oven to just heat a little bit. Put a big glob of butter in there, some fresh lemon juice, some fresh parsley. That
good
is
stuff.
Screaming delicious.
Good stuff. And, of course, you know, the crab population, Dan Roddick was just talking about this on his show just a few days ago. You know, crab population is very much in danger. But when they're here, and we have them at least, for the moment.
If
and
you're going to have
so
them
delicious.
For a moment.
This
bite
is the time.
Into it.
This
right.
is the time. Yeah, soft shell crabs. Did we have a chance to talk about this wonderful
We've
salsa?
We've got
that
great peach salsa.
That peach salsa.
What I did is I took your fresh peaches right there, red onion, cilantro, lime juice, chopped it all together, a little chili powder, a little cumin. Put a fresh potato chip in there. It is delicious.
Goodness.
Or that would be beautiful on anything you're grilling. The only thing to be follow all this by, the blueberries are so gorgeous this summer.
Sure
and they are so delicious. Put them on ice cream with a touch of chocolate sauce or a little Grand Marnier. And you have a dessert that screams summer. It's 100% no cooking, 100% great enjoyment. This talk, the theme has been about hot August. Nature has given us the best. Be lazy, just enjoy the glorious bounty that's here for the savoring and biting. Do your cooking in September.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Hunker down, go to the markets, and bite.
All right, Sasha. Well, many thanks. We shall see you in September. Sasha Wollhandel and her husband, Steve Sisser, own Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. Come to our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning, for some of the recipes that Sasha and I talked about this morning. Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast is an original production of Your Public Radio, WYPR, in Baltimore. You can learn more about what you've heard on our show or catch something you've missed on our website. Again, the address is wipr.org slash Maryland Morning. The show is produced by Matt Purdy and Jamila Kay. Nathan Sterner is our director and engineer. Brandon Block, Alexander Kennedy, and Justina Latimer give us production help. That's it for us today. Coming up Wednesday, local author Paul Valentine talks about his new novel, The Road to Goshen Shoals. Hope you can join us on Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.